Great. Okay. Wonderful to see everyone this morning. Sorry for the slight delay in progress of getting everything up and running. So today I wanted to speak about what is called the One Practice Samadhi. So, but first, let's talk about why be a Buddhist. What does Buddhism offer that makes it worthwhile? We can speak of many reasons or the many benefits, such as a community based on spirituality and not religion, genuine respect and compassion for others, the deep psychological insights, and ultimately the goal of being free for integration and free from suffering. But then how do these wonderful benefits get accomplished? There are many paths in Buddhism, each suited to different temperaments and situations. But people want something relatively quick. We can talk about this under two broad headings: the absolute, also called Dharmakaya, and the courses of training. There is a large group of sutras spoken by the Buddha Shakyamuni that deals directly with wisdom. In English, they are called the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. The Sutra of the Perfection of Wisdom in 700 lines, the 25,000-line Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, the 100,000-line Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, and other texts teach the One Practice Samadhi. The One Practice Samadhi is discussed in Zen literature, in Tendai literature, and elsewhere. Here is the passage from the 700-line Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. Manjushri, the Bodhisattva of Wisdom, asks the Buddha, "Lord, what should one do to acquire supreme awakening quickly?" And the Buddha answers, "If one follows the teachings of the Perfection of Wisdom, one can acquire supreme awakening quickly. Furthermore, there is the single practice samadhi. A good man or a good woman who cultivates this samadhi will quickly acquire supreme awakening." The Buddha then explained what the practice entails. It has two parts. The first is meditating on the oneness of the absolute. This includes studying the perfections and practicing accordingly. The perfections are giving, morality, patience, energy, meditation, and wisdom. More on this in a moment. The second aspect is that one should be fond of retreats, both formal and informal, and concentrate on one Buddha's excellent qualities while disregarding other things, and then repeat his mantra. Some people claim that the teachings of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras stand in opposition to the Pure Land teachings. If that were true, why do these Prajnaparamita or Perfection of Wisdom Sutras advise doing a Pure Land type meditational practice? So let me begin with the second part here. And this is a very powerful method. Select a Buddha, such as Akshobhya or Amitabha or Shakyamuni. And actually, you could also select one of the great bodhisattvas, Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, Maitreya, Samantabhadra, or Prajnaparamita, meditating on their good qualities such as their form, their color, their mudras, and so on. Continue by being mindful of their great compassion, sacrifices they made to become a Buddha, including their vows, the aura that they have, and most importantly, their minds, which are the Dharmakaya or absolute. And then you repeat his or her mantra. Usually the mantra includes the name, or at least the seed syllable, connected to that Buddha or Bodhisattva. So, for example, Di is the seed syllable of Manjushri, or Namo Amitabha Buddhaya is the mantra for Amitabha. Many of you know the quote, "To know the Dharma is to see the Buddha." But actually, this is only half of the message. The other half, according to the Pali Vakali Sutam in the Samyutta Nikaya, is to see the Buddha is to know the Dharma. The Buddha is the embodiment of Dharma. So by meditating on a Buddha, one is accessing all the Dharma, or the teachings. In addition to the meditational practice, you should also course in the perfections. That is, enact compassion, which is referred to by the term giving. Buddhism is something you do. You enact. You are not being compassionate, then you are not practicing Buddhism. If you are not giving, you are not practicing selflessness. But it is not enough simply to give money or to pass on a tweet. You should be actively engaged. Go plant a tree, work in a soup kitchen, or even when you see a worm on the blacktop, pick it up and put it back in the grass. Next, don't get a big head about how you're a giving person. Do it, forget it. Morality in Buddhism actually is about what is spiritually healthy. It is similar in ways to Western morality, but there are important differences. I'll talk about those on some other occasion. Patience. If you look deeply at yourself, you will see that each time you lose patience, there is a big concept of I or self at the root of your feeling. The idea is, how can this person treat me this way? Or how can this be happening to me? Buddhism is about lessening the notion of self. So being impatient is going in the wrong direction. Energy is about being diligent in your Buddhist life and activity. It should be part of every moment, not just something you do when you're on your cushion. Meditation is a big help, but also later in your career, when you are a teacher, you need to know different meditations to help people. Wisdom is of two kinds, based on the study of text and based on insight from practice. Now about the Absolute. The Srimaladevi Sutra states that one should have confidence that you and the Buddha are one and the same. This does not mean that he was a human and you are a human, so you are the same. It means you are a Buddha. No difference between you and him. In a way, this is the same thing that the Pure Land is saying. Shinran's basic message is, if you take the Pure Land Sutras seriously, then you're already liberated in the Pure Land. So how are you and the Buddha the same? The Absolute is sometimes called the Dharmakaya, or sometimes called the Dharmadhatu. In this teaching, the Dharmakaya is everything. That is it. There is nothing else. It is the non-dual. No two things actually exist. If all is the Dharmakaya, then the experience of multiple things is an illusion. All those things are simply the Dharmakaya. It is similar to having a white light which passes through a prism. All there really is the white light, but it looks like many colors. Or it is like the waves on the ocean. Actually, all there is the water. It is not the waves are one thing and the water is something different. The Buddha is the Absolute. All there is the Absolute. And you are the Absolute. So then you and the Buddha are the same. Some people can quickly access the Dharmakaya, taking its sameness as a focus. But many people find this direct approach difficult. Not because the Dharmakaya is difficult, but because humans are complicated things, even when they don't have to be. In the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, it teaches about shunyata. This word has been translated as emptiness, but that is only a partial translation, and some other time I can discuss this point. Here I wish to focus on the practice and not on the philological or philosophical aspects. From the point of practice, the idea is to move from holding some object in your mind to not holding an object. the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras state that those training to be Buddhas don't get fixated anywhere. So don't fixate on any object. Don't fight the arising of a mental object, and don't get involved in one. Just let them come and go unattached. When you get good at disattaching from your mental stream of objects, you will find that the stream slows down. This is like a river that has a large rock in the middle, and in that river, the water of the stream has to move faster around the rock, so it speeds up the whole stream. The same too with your mind. When you hold firmly to some object of the mind, your mind stream speeds up and produces more and more thoughts and feelings. When you don't fixate, the stream will slow and even stop. You will find gaps between your thoughts, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. Yet, you will be completely clear in your mind, very vivid, because of the movement which usually covers up everything is now stilled. First, you have to become familiar with this clarity, with this gap. And when you can enter this practice at will, you are only halfway there. Next, you have to find the shunyata of shunyata, or emptiness of emptiness. That is, the no object gap is the same as having an object. This is because all there is the Dharmakaya. If the gap is one thing and the object is another, then there would be two things, not one, and that would not be the Dharmakaya. Now, don't fool yourself with a lot of intellectualizations. Don't think since the no object gap and the object are the same, then there's no point to practice. Here, you will be mistaking an intellectual understanding for real wisdom that comes from practice. It is the wisdom from practice that will set you free. And so you have to get this experience. So practice meditating on a Buddha, or practice with shunyata, or you can do both, but you must apply yourself.